From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It's nearly here. On the eve of the presidential election, a marathon of campaigning. Barack Obama and John McCain and their running mates, Joe Biden and Sarah Palin, are making last-minute appeals to voters in the battleground states. Florida, Ohio, Virginia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Missouri, and Nevada. In a moment, we'll hear about the possibility of voting problems tomorrow. But first, here are the sounds of the final day of nearly 2 years of campaigning.
USA! 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 USA!
21 months of a campaign that's taken us from the rocky coast of Maine to the sunshine of California. We are one day away from changing the United States of America.
We need to bring real change to Washington, and we have to fight for it.
Change is on the way.
And are you ready to send us to Washington to shake things up and get to work for all of you?
Yeah! In these last 36 hours, we can't afford to slow down or sit back or let up. Not 1 minute, not 1 hour, not 1 second, not any time in the next 36 hours, not now.
The pundits have written us off just like they've done 4 or 5 times in the past, and my opponent is measuring the drapes in the White House. You know, they may not know it, but the MAC is back.
It is not negative campaigning to call someone out on their record, their associations, and their plans for this country.
They're calling Barack Obama every name in the book. But ladies and gentlemen, listen to me closely. Tomorrow night, they'll have to call Barack Obama something else. The 44th President of the United States of America.
But if in these final hours, you will knock on some doors with me, make some calls with me.
Volunteer, knock on doors, get your neighbors to the polls. I need your vote.
If you'll stand with me and fight with me.
Stand up, stand up, stand up and fight.
I promise you, we will not just win Florida, we'll win this election.
Thank you. Get out the vote.